Any council members on the line have any updates? Have you heard anything from the community? Updates on Impact, Granite Hills, anything?
I heard one thing, and that was that Demetrius Anderson is leaving or has left Granite Hills. Is that accurate, Mike? Do you know?
Yes, and I know this because he has accepted the clinic manager position for our Milwaukee County Mental Health Clinic on 19th and North.
Oh, okay.
So their loss is our gain, and that Mr. Anderson is coming back. I can give a brief update, Mary. I met with leadership from Granite Hills today. At their request, we met with their new CEO, Kevin McGee, who is, I mentioned this to some of the other members earlier. Basically, he's the corporate resource for HHS that is assigned to challenge their troubled hospitals to try to bring them along. We met with him and his new intake director and some other of their leaders to talk through some challenges, and they've acknowledged some challenges there is around getting back to the Mental Health Emergency Center in a timely fashion. We've had some challenges around admissions, and so we did some problem solving. And this included Dr. Owen from the Mental Health Emergency Center and Jessica Small from the Mental Health Emergency Center. Felt like it was a good meeting. It was the first time we've all met as a leadership team from MHEC and from Granite Hills and actually solved some problems. They have reduced the number of refusals, so they've been accepting more patients over the last few weeks. And they have made some new hires. They have some impending hires on the physician side. Their biggest challenge remains nursing, and they're continuing to struggle bringing on enough nurses, which is industry-wide. Likewise, the Mental Health Emergency Center is doing pretty well. They've had a couple of days here where they've been kind of short on docs. Dr. Owen has just been working those shifts. She's been working as a clinician. But they continue to be busy. Their biggest challenge, though, is there aren't enough inpatient beds in the community. That's the biggest challenge. So it's a day-to-day challenge finding beds. But we work really closely with them. And, you know, again, for the most part, I'm pleased with their performance. I've heard some feedback. I see Amanda Morales is on. We have spoken a few times. The service is a high-quality service. We always hope it could be better, and we continue to do problem-solving. But both Granite Hills and the Mental Health Emergency Center have gotten lots of positive feedback. Again, there's been some cases we wish were handled better, but we've heard also many positive things, and we continue to see growth in the quality of those services. So that's what I have.
It was like feedback for me, not knowing what to think. I was very pleased because basketball a lot, happy with the food, has the opportunity to play. I'm in like less than 4 months. Well, I don't know, the programming or something. I had a really good experience. They said that if he has privileges, use a phone, I think.
Thanks for that feedback, Amada. St. Francis has been there for a while, but they are essentially under new management, so they've kind of changed things up. They combined all of the staff from the St. Mary's Milwaukee Hospital and put all of their staff at St. Francis, so it's a whole different treatment team, I believe.
I did have people in the community asking compromise, but there's like kind of have an open house or
something. That's a good idea, and we're working with them on recruitment, and every day it seems. I think the challenge is we're all competing for the same people, so.
Article that I read probably a couple weeks ago that talks about nursing shortage hitting 700,000 by the year 20. I can't even remember what year it is, but 700,000 nurses short. So it's going to be astronomical. But hey, John, I was wondering if you would be willing to talk about a few of the things that you mentioned prior to the start of the meeting as to ideas that you have around seniors and seniors in the LGBT community, because you've got some really great ideas, and I'd like for some of the other members of the council to hear those ideas. You've got some great ideas, and
I'd be happy to give a just brief little overview. I'm putting together a a letter that I want to get to the newspapers as to some of the lessons we have learned from COVID at that point, and in particular the LGBT seniors. First off, there's about five different things that I've looked at. First off is the shortage of ombudsmen in the state of Wisconsin. For those of you who don't know what an ombudsman is, the ombudsmen are the people that go into care facilities and monitor to make sure that they're meeting the standards, basic standards of human dignity, to be honest, and they're following their mandates that they're supposed to be following. Anyhow, in the state of Wisconsin, we have over 6,000 care facilities in the state of Wisconsin. 17 ombudsmen serve those 6,000 care facilities. Terrible, terrible oversight. And then there's nobody coordinating them all, so that we can't follow up if there's a particular code rights that's not meeting standards that are just basic. And so what we need to do is broaden those numbers. If we had just one caregiver or one ombudsman in a week's time visited two sites and followed up on two sites, that would be 100 sites roughly in a year's time that that individual would be able to handle. That means we should have at least 60, and we should have somebody coordinating him. That's across the state. That's a statewide job. Okay. That's one of the five different things I want to mention. Second thing I want to mention is the shortage of caregivers. One of the most unique ways that we can solve that issue is with students. Need financial aid and financial assistance. I was an attendant for quadriplegic when I went to the University of Whitewater 40 years ago, and I'm amazed that we don't have similar programs going on now in our state universities, as well as all universities, where you provide room and board and tuition in exchange for giving 20 hours of service in caregiving. I don't think it's too much to ask, and it would be a great way for us to help and assist. They can get asking our government to take the lead and push forward on that and with all universities and asking for five of the program. The other three things I want to quickly mention, we all know what transportation is. Here in Milwaukee County, one-third of our seniors do not have access to a vehicle. They depend on doctors, to the pharmacy, to banking, to the grocery stores, to do their daily living, let alone have any social life. They're completely dependent on their public transit, one-third of our seniors. 184,000 seniors in Milwaukee County. So that's, just to give some figures of what that means there's about over 60,000 that are dependent on public transit or family and friends. Our LGBT seniors don't have family or friends to assist them in that. So it's a big hole that we're trying to work out ways to take and fill that in. Another thing that's amazing we've learned from COVID, we've had a 50% increase in the use of our county trails. However, our county trails and the elderly, right now, there's a challenge. First off, the song "You Never Walk Alone" should be used in terms of using those trails for our seniors. Finally, not finally, but other couple things that we can do is in the city of Greenfield, they instituted a deal in their trail, along their trails, to have about every block to have a park bench for people to rest if they feel they need to. And I think that's something we should think about doing all of our trails. And the other thing about the trails is we need to have maps which show accessibility, not just the trails in terms of how steep they are or not, but where they can make their bus connection, again, for those people who don't have access to transportation, to get out and make those connections to the trails. And then finally, and probably most importantly, the one big thing we've learned is the social isolation. We're not taught how to age. We're not taught how to take and live in a socially interactive world as we get older. So we need to take and learn how to do that, and we need to teach the next generation and how to do. Those are a few ideas I'm working on, and I'd be happy for any additional thoughts, and email me those things. And
John, really appreciate it. Jeselyn, you have joined us. Any thoughts or ideas, anything particular going on in your world right now?
In my world right now, I'm working on getting, working with NPS and part of the city to get overdose reversal education into NPS. So right now we have the green light on the highest hit areas of fentanyl poisoning and overdoses for MPS, and I don't know the top of my head. So that's what I'm working on the most, as well as integrating mental health in that piece of it. Right now it's just for the overdose reversal education and kits based into MPS. So that's my biggest project right now, outside of my real job.
And I found out today that they are going to issue scholarships for the Harm Reduction Conference in Green Bay for June 28th and 29th. Is that of interest to you?
Yes.
Okay, when I get more information, I'll be in touch with you.
Okay, thanks. Great.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right. I think that takes care of the input from our members. Anybody has a last-minute comment? Ambrose, anything from you? Anything going on at the medical college?
Nothing particular. A lot of things are in the cooking, but nothing particular right now.
Okay, thank you.